Gordon Walters, Untitled, Koro Series. Gordon Walters' interest in Maori art dated back to his childhood visits to the Colonial Museum in Wellington. Modern art was something he absorbed through books and magazines. When he travelled to Europe in 1950, Walters realized what he'd known all along, that modern art had learned important lessons from the arts of the Pacific. The penny dropped, he later recalled. This was one way out of the dilemma of what to paint in New Zealand. Walters first began working with the koru motif in the mid-1950s. The koru, or fern bud, is a traditional Maori decorative form used in rafter paintings, in meeting houses, on incised gourds, and in tattooing. Walters adapted the koru motif, straightening and simplifying it into a circle and stripe. This simple motif would help drive his work for the next 30 years. It would also generate one of the most distinctive bodies of work in New Zealand art. Walters' first experiments with the koru motif were small ink drawings. It wasn't until 1964 that he produced the first mature koru painting. After nearly 10 years of testing and refining, Walters exhibited the koru works for the first time in 1966. They were immediately recognized as a major achievement in New Zealand painting. Each koru work is the result of a painstaking process. In 1982, Walters described how they were created. After selecting one from a series of small-scale studies, I make a full-size drawing on painter in outline and then transfer it to stretched canvas. The canvas is primed usually with 3 coats of acrylic gesso, lightly sanded, then given 3 or 4 coats, sometimes more, of white acrylic or PVA. After the image is transferred to the canvas, it is outlined in acrylic with a very fine ruled line, then painted with 4 or 5 coats of whatever color I am using. The visual power of the koru paintings lies in the studied arrangements of color and shape. In 1966, Walters said, "I believe that dynamic relations are most clearly expressed by the repetition of a few simple elements." The few simple elements in this painting, the symmetry of the composition, the repetition of the stacked forms, the choice of subtle whites and grays, produce a calm and meditative work.